Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you, your Rainbow Reporter. My guests in the studio today, Reverend Stuart Soley and Christina Antoniadis, and we're talking with Rodney Croom about all the various marriage issues. Before we went to the break there, we were talking about Hugh Jackman and David Stratton, and there was one other person on that press release, and I forgot.
Lizzie Gardner.
Sorry?
Lizzie Gardner.
Lizzie Gardner.
Who is a Oscar-winning a costume designer from Australia. She's based in LA. She did the costumes for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and a number of Mission Impossible 2, I think, something like that.
Right. So, another demographic we're working into there.
Costume designers.
Yes. No, none of them ever gay, of course. Never mind. The more the merrier. The more the merrier. Taken overall, I mean, we've had a lot of rather, I don't know, perhaps over optimistic talk about getting marriage through the parliament this year. Do you think this kind of pressure is going to help us achieve that, or are we still looking at a loss? And are we still looking at racing a billion in February?
Yeah, this is a vexed issue, and I know a lot of people have different views on it. I do a lot of lobbying on this in Parliament House. My sense from talking to coalition members is that it is enough. Obviously, it's not easy to get the coalition to have a conscience vote, and mm-hmm. of course, we need the coalition to have a conscience vote if it's going to have any chance of success at all.
Yeah.
But that it is possible. And they're not just saying that because they want Tony Abbott to look good, they're saying it because, you know, in our eyes at least, they're saying it because it's a realistic political assessment that it is a possibility, but it's not going to happen by the beginning of February. So if there is a bill that goes, it's introduced in February and is debated soon after, it will fail.
Right. And what's the situation looking like from the Labour side? Are they still determined to bring it in February? Because that's what I'm hearing.
That's not what I'm hearing.
Good.
I'm hearing that that there is some there's sympathy for the idea, or some sympathy for the view that it should be left a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be a real rush job, that it is important to provide some time, but the question is whether it's time enough.
Yeah.
And people legitimately ask the question, well, how much time does coalition need or deserve to debate a conscience vote?
Yeah.
Haven't they had 7 years, just like everyone else? 7, 8 years, whatever it is now, since the Howard government first changed the Marriage Act? Well, yes and no. I mean, the coalition didn't know what kind of political ground it was dealing with until the Labor conference came up with its compromise position of, you know, endorsing marriage equality but having a conscience vote in mm-hmm. December. If the Labor Party had adopted a party vote on this issue, then the coalition would have gone the other way, simply into a party vote against. That would have made it fairly clear partisan down partisan lines. But having a conscience vote changes the landscape entirely, and the coalition couldn't respond to that until it had actually happened.
Yeah.
So that's,
because there was a certain amount of criticism from people saying, you know, that we should have been hoeing into the coalition alongside the Labour Party right from the very beginning, and we've left it too late.
Well, if you want to, you could use this issue to kick the coalition and to make Tony Abbott look like a, you know, a reactionary Catholic conservative or whatever you want to do, but that's not going to achieve marriage equality.
True.
Well, we've never been this close, have we, Rodney? We've never actually had it out there.
We can only achieve marriage equality if the coalition has a conscience vote.
Yeah.
We're not going to use that. We're not going to achieve that by using it as using this issue as an opportunity to bash the coalition.
No.
I mean, I've got, you know, I'm very frustrated on this issue, as much as anyone else. But I can see that we have put so much effort in to getting the Labor Party to where it is, that we can't blow it by playing politics and just, you know, throwing our arms in there and saying, oh, Tony Abbott will never change, the coalition will never change. One of the reasons I retain my optimism, and hopefully it's not too idealistic, is that it was the Liberal Party which actually allowed decriminalisation in my state of Tasmania. A lot of people forget that. The Liberal Party was much more antagonistic to that reform than the Coalition is to marriage equality now. They organised rallies against it. The Liberal Party Premier said that it was, you know, homosexuals weren't welcome in Tasmania. They were really, really against it. But after after personal stories were told, after, you know, the pressure was applied, in the end, they actually allowed a conscience vote and legislation went up under a Liberal government. And it was achieved under, you know, a Liberal government. What I'm saying is that the coalition doesn't have to be our enemies. We can actually, I think, make a difference with the coalition to the extent where we can get that conscience vote. Well, I really believe that it's possible, and I'm not just saying that.
But can we do it this year? Big ask. I'd just like to celebrate my 20th anniversary with my partner by getting married.
Not this year, I don't think, Doug.
Well, there's two questions here, aren't there? Firstly, can we get the coalition to allow a conscience vote? Yes, I think that's possible. Secondly, if there was a conscience vote, would the legislation get up? And again, my honest assessment, no spin, no false optimism, is that in both houses of parliament, it would be very close.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantees that it would get up even with a conscience vote. There's still a lot of work ahead.
Yeah.
But think where we were just a few months ago, with both major parties vehemently against.
Indeed. Rodney, thanks for your time this evening. Lovely to talk to you again. It's a long time since we did. Good to know that you're still in there plugging away, like the rest of us. And we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, guys.
That was Rodney Croom there from Australian Marriage Equality down there in Tasmania. Now, coming up next, I'm going to do a bit of blowing my own trumpet as we take a look at the Margaret Court controversy with one of the organisers of Rainbows Over Margaret Court Arena. No, not me, another one.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.